I'm about to go there. Let me welcome everyone, all members of our management, and of Mr. Old. So, the meeting is officially open to have apologies. No apology. To then continue with the business as they appear. The first one, adoption of minutes dated 8 June 2011. Members of and I said that we adopted other minutes prior to this date. After this date, we never adopted any minutes, and then we adopted complied. Honorable Matthews?
No, Chair. Having gone through, because I think we have previously dealt with the report that comes out of these specific minutes, I want to move for the adoption, Chair.
Any seconder?
A second, Chairperson.
Any objection? Honorable Lam.
There's a new member.
The minutes of the 16th August 2011.
I move that we adopt the minutes of the 16th of August.
And you second
that? Yeah. Chair, I second. I think if you look through the minutes, the only two members that were in those meetings, it's myself and Bloom. That's the problem.
Oh,
Nessie, you too.
I was there. Nessie was there, yeah.
You were invisible. But you were there. And I made objection. None. Minutes of self adopted and signed. A minute of the 18th October 2011.
Can I move for the adoption of the minutes?
I second that.
No objection?
No objection, Chair.
No objection, the minutes are adopted. Can we then go to the minutes of 25 October 2011?
Chair.
Chair.
Yeah. I think there should be some correction made. If you look at the first page around Honorable Nzimande, he's present and absent. There's an apology and he's also present in that meeting. Mm. I think we need to correct it. I'm not sure whether there was an apology or he was in that meeting.
Can we get the confirmation on whether he was present or was absent?
My apologies, doesn't go back that. When I want to see my side, I didn't have a
question. Any other?
I move that we adopt this minutes. Chair.
Any second from you? Thank you.
A second, Chair.
No objection.
I move that we adopt this minute, sir.
You know why, Chair? When they were dealing with these minutes, they saw how he acted last week in the meeting, and they thought he's blue.
Okay.
Chair, with that, with those corrections, I want to second.
Because there is no objection. And Manzin?
Thank you, sir. It's not an objection. I think my name should appear on the minutes of the meeting, because that is the day I started attending this, and also that is the day I was sworn in.
Yes, and that is the day you were. Not that
it means we didn't accept you on that day.
That?
Honorable Ness, I'm still in Morocco.
The minutes of the 22?
Just before we second 4.1, the last portion, I think we agreed that the National Department must open a case with the Hawks, you see, because it's not stated as to who must give the hand over the report to the Hawks, you see. Yeah, I'm saying there was an omission around the National Department to hand over the report to KPMG for further investigation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That omission.
Yeah. Which means in terms of our own report, there must be an indication that goes to the national office indicating their responsibility in terms of the report that goes into the house for adoption, so that whole matter can be sent to through us through this house to the national department to implement the resolutions of that meeting.
I think that is correct.
No, but Chair, you remember you said that it's either the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces or the secretary, what is his name, Advocate Pindale, who will hand over this report to the Hawks after we have adopted it in the NCOP.
Yes, the emphasis of the ministry must be on the forefront.
Yeah, sure.
Because the executive, they have to implement. Who will hand over is fine, but the minister must be responsible, so that when we make an oversight, we call the minister how far everyone done.
We said after adoption by the House, the leadership of this House or the Secretary must hand over to the National Department, for the National Department to investigate. But the resolution in terms of the report itself that goes into the House must be very clear in terms of what is it that we are adopting the national department to deal with. And that's how we're trying to put it here. Because remember, you said in the meeting, we are an overseer. Because there was a point that we must also remember the issue around the public protector, and I don't see it here. It's also, you see, it's the rocks, no? But around the public protector, it's also omitted in this minutes. But possibly it's in the report itself. You see, in the report itself. But because you indicated that we can't do it here, neither can the House do it, but it must be done by the department.
It must be implemented by the department.
Yes.
We must send it to them. They implement it and oversee them.
Yes.
I think that is the spirit of the discussion.
Yes.
Chair, just to add, if we look at the recommendation 10.1.3, there's another recommendation, 10.1.4, that covers exactly what one would not see. But here we're just capturing the spirit
of the minutes, okay.
With regard to this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the minutes, that's right.
Yeah, these are just minutes.
Yeah. In the report. Yes.
Are we fine?
Yeah, but Chair, I agree. But you see, the spirit of the minutes must also reflect. This is all that synergy between the minutes and the report itself. Because you see, if you omit some of the issues in the minutes, no? They can't appear in the report. Because it means we have not discussed that issue in the committee. You see, that's because the minutes must actually speak to the report itself.
Chair, so what the member wants basically is that we say in the last sentence that the report to be handed over by the department to the Hawks for further investigation. Do you want that?
To be handed over by us, by the House after we've adopted the report in the House. To the national department to inform implement, because already in terms of the department, in terms of the discussions, they've already given that particular report to the national department. You know, we are working on the implementation of that process, but we must resolve as to how and that's why there were deadlines set out. You see. Yes.
So that there are no loopholes of what,
yeah,
what decisions that we are making. Yeah. All right, with those amendments, are we all satisfied?
Yeah, we second.
Any objection? Agreed.
Just for verification, sir, the fact that there are minutes of the meeting where I didn't attend and there are no apologies, it's because there was something that was given here written. That's what it means.
On this one?
No, there are minutes here where I didn't apologize because there was nothing what that was submitted to you. All right. Because there was no meeting that I didn't attend without any apology.
Yeah.
So it means somewhere in my office.
Yes.
That it made me bad. No, thank you, sir. I was verifying something.
No, but he must also make follow-up so that he put things on the record.
Now I'm going to follow him.
And he was
home.
Whether he might have forgotten your letter of apology in his pocket. It's possible that it's him. Everything is possible.
Definitely, sir. I'm going to verify. Whilst he's verifying, I'm going to do another verification. And ask the commissioner to assist me.
Can you go to the seasonal report, October to December?
Can you just check? Sure.
Yeah. No, Chairperson, on this one, you know, it's very difficult. You see the minutes, it's a short, it's a two-pager thing.
Yeah.
Now, on a report, it's a little bit thick. And I don't think that we will do justice in just adopting a report that we have not gone through. If we can get time to go through it and to engage
and to verify, because it's also very much important when we adopt a report, the people who come in next time must not see that, no, there was a lot of baboons sitting on this committee. That's the only comment that I made for now.
Yeah, no, Chair, this is what I wanted to check as to whether, you know, we've just received this thick document. How are we going to adopt it? You know, because we need to go through with my things so that we can engage on it properly. Mm. Yes. My suggestion is we note having received this particular document and then discuss it in our next meeting.
So we are 17 groups.
Exactly.
At the end of the and we can serve in the next meeting. Everything is against our error.
Confessions. The confessions.
I'm for confessions.
I think the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Commissioner, we're waiting.
You must start now with the confessions.
Commissioner, how it come that this man is in trouble and you are free? What happened?
No.
There's a missing link here.
No, let me explain that.
I've been thinking about this for 3 years.
Now, listen, my friend.
But I'm not accusing you of anything.
No, partner. You can also ask Honorable Mazin. Those I supported as their deputies, they worked perfectly. When we heard Commissioner Sono, he was a perfect commissioner in the Kasankulu Police. Duties and everything. I used to control that place. He knows. Up and down. You know, when they said GP 100 is coming, Commissioner.